opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tom Thibodeau fired. We await to see who is next. The Johnny Bryant momentum seems to be the thing that makes the most sense, but
he's also in line for the Phoenix Suns job,
I know.
By the way.
In line?
Yeah.
You think in line?
He's one of two candidates that I was reading last night.
Yeah.
That may have the inside track on the Suns, and it seems like there are a lot of people that are thinking that that's where he's headed.
Yeah, well, that'll be interesting, because if the Knicks fired Tom Thibodeau to go get Johnny Bryant, then Johnny Bryant said, hey, too late. You had me for 4 years. I had to leave to go get head coaching opportunities. I'm not coming back. I'm going to go to Phoenix and play golf all year round. Well, that'll be something that the Knicks didn't expect if that was what they were planning, but we don't know what they were planning. And
I mean, this could be really interesting. There's no way you can bring in an outsider that has no connection to these players.
Yeah, well, Jay Wright would have a connection to the players. Outside of that, I mean, Calipari, he's not coming back to the NBA. He would have a connection
to
these guys.
They have to have their eye on somebody. They have to know who they want. They may have to go through some, you know, sham interviews. Who knows? I'm not really sure what those requirements are in the NBA, but they have to have somebody that they think is better than Thibodeau and that he is going to be the guy that's going to take the team to the next level. I don't know who that guy is. Maybe it is this Johnny Bryant, but it can't be. Like, they couldn't have just done this just because they did it. I mean, they had to know that they were going to do this.
Yeah, well, of course. I mean, knowing, you're saying in relation to who they're going to hire next. It's not like they fired Tom and said, all right, blank slate, let's go through all the candidates.
Exactly.
They must have had somebody in mind. All right, let's go to Jerry in Comac. What's going on, Jerry?
Good morning, man. How are you?
What's up, Jerry?
Hope all is well. You know, I think it's as simple as that game six when you saw Carlisle. He was arguing for his players, but yet Thibodeau had his arms folded while Brunson was getting mugged. And it seems like the Knicks, they have a heart. They have hearts of champions. They came back three times from 20 points. They should have won that. And they, you know, there's an old saying that says it's not the mountains you climb, it's the pebble in your shoe. And I think that was Thibodeau's pebble. He didn't argue enough for Brunson while he was getting mugged.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a lot more complicated than that, but in the context of what we're talking about with Rick Brunson and obviously being on the staff and Jalen Brunson, and maybe Rick has too much influence in the organization, if he feels like Tom Thibodeau's not standing up enough for his son, that may have something to do with it, but his demeanor and not arguing with officials enough is really not the reason why he's not here. The reason he's not here is because this roster is what this roster is, and the front office guys think that it should have been better than it was, which was game six of the Eastern Conference Finals, and they don't think that Tibbs is the guy to get him to the next level. That's what they think. I disagree. I think it's more of a roster issue. I don't think it's a coaching issue.
you know, we all of us in this media business sit on the outside looking in, and you never know what's going on internally. You just never know. You never know, you know, what the owner is being told. You never know what somebody on a coaching staff may be saying to somebody in a front office. You know, what I have no idea the conversations that Brunson and Wesley are having. You know, like, you know, those kinds of things that tend to, you know, kind of spiral out of control if things aren't going well. If somebody's winning, if they're winning, everybody's going to be beloved. Everybody's going to be supported. And, you know, I think in the eyes of the front office and maybe some of the coaches on the coaching staff, that their loss to the Pacers was just too big of a fail. That was something that they thought that they were going to go to the finals. And if you lose to OKC because they're the best team in the league, that's a different story. This is all about beating a team that they felt like they should have won the series, and something happened in this series that ultimately led to this firing.
Yeah, and you could say that Carlisle was the better coach than Tibbs in the series, but I also would say that the Pacers were constructed better than the Knicks were. I don't think that Rick Carlisle was coaching circles around Tom Thibodeau with this series. I don't believe that at all. But I firmly believe that it seems like there is the Karl Anthony Towns is the problem contingent, and the Tom Thibodeau is the problem contingent, and the people in power are more on the Tom Thibodeau is the problem contingent as opposed to Karl Anthony Towns.
Yeah, they're not moving Karl Anthony Towns because they can't.
And they love the guy. They absolutely love him. I mean, Leon Rose, World Wide West, that's their guy.
And now whoever the next coach is has got to be accepting, I'm assuming, of this coaching staff, and is going to have some sort of rapport with these players to get the most out of them and get them to do what they're supposed to do.
Let's go to Anthony in Douglaston. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, good morning, guys. I don't know much about basketball. I'm more of a football, baseball, hockey guy. But what I do know is you don't fire a company man who the employees love. You fire the guy who traded 5 first-round picks for Mikal Bridges.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, the guy who did
that. Which you guys haven't mentioned. I mean, I don't know who the hell did
that. Well, Leon Rose did that.
Yeah, I mean.
Who is that guy? 5 first-round picks?
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, but those first-round picks, depending on where they are and the success that you expect to have, they're not going to be worth that much anyway. In the NBA, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, I mean, but
every now and again, you find a diamond in the rough, but it's very rare.
And I've said this before, but the conversation isn't what those picks are going to turn into. It's the assets themselves. It was the fact that they could have used them to go get somebody other than Mikal Bridges, because teams do like a lot of first-round picks. So
it's kind of like what OKC did with Paul George and Russell Westbrook, and also what Indiana did with Paul George. You know, they used him as an asset, and they traded him away, and they were able to build rosters because every team that was acquiring him thought that he was, you know, still had a lot left in the tank.
Yeah, and Bridges was disappointing, there's no doubt, but he also made 2 critical plays in a series that I didn't think they could win. So, I mean, but he needs to be better. There's no doubt about it. He's got to be better next year.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed.
Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Let's go to Chris and Hal. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, guys. To me, it's just way more than a coincidence that Peter Schwartz becomes available and the next day Tom Thibodeau gets fired.
You know what? I hadn't thought
They're
about that, Chris. Yet.
They're definitely linked.
Yeah, yeah, we haven't. We've been connecting dots all day long, but yeah, that's one. And I know that Peter and World Wide West have a long history together. World Wide West actually got started with the original New York Dragons. I don't know if you know that. He was the engineer for the radio broadcast that Peter worked on. Tracy in Atlantic Highlands, a little early for her today, but I love to hear her voice. What's going on, Tracy?
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
I had to call you earlier because my daughter has a recital this morning at 9.
Oh, nice.
We have to get prepared and get out. But, in the spirit of talking about children, I feel like this is a little childish being so butthurt over calling somebody a loser. I mean, you guys are a sports show.
Yes, we are. Thank you for recognizing that.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, just get over it. I think he's just maybe... Sorry, I hurt your feelings.
Tracy, I knew I loved you. There's a reason we share a brain sometimes, yes. Tracy, even though yes. You knew nothing about sports before you started listening to us.
Yeah, it was hyped up. I think, as such an aficionado of basketball, we were all so hopeful that they were going to win, and it's sad. So.
Yeah. No.
Womp womp is
right, Tracy.
Their job, but gets paid $30 million to walk out the door.
Good luck to your daughter today. All right?
Oh, thank you. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Yeah. I mean, Tracy. See, Tracy's tough. She gets it.
Yes,
she understands. It is true though, because the other guy in the business was like, "How come? Like, when did New York sports fans become so soft? Like, when did that happen? Where things like that just get everybody up in arms so much?" That's what was texted to me by another talk show host out there, a man who might have worked here before, a man who might have been our program director, a man who might be a skinny vegan hipster.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Let's go to Sonny in Malvern. What's going on, Sonny?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
What's up, man?
Not much. Pretty shocked, to say the least. Listen, Tibbs was a really good coach, not a great coach. But you got to give him a lot of credit. He did a great job for itself. First Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years. He developed players like Brunson, who is an absolute star in this league, who nobody thought would be. They thought he'd be a good player, but not a star to the point where he is. Developed Hart series. But I think the brain trust didn't think Tibbs could bring him to the next level. So you can't blame him for going to another coach. But the problem is, who that coach is going to be. If you're going to fire him and not know who the coach is, that's irresponsible on that part. So I agree with Boomer. They have to know who the coach is, guys. There's no way they can fire this guy and not know who they're bringing in. Because if it's true that the assistant coach from Cleveland may go to Phoenix, then you're screwed. You're screwed. Who are the candidates? You don't have any other candidates. Malone? Malone is not going to be able to bring these guys to the finals. So, listen, I'm kind of, torn on what they did. I'm kind of shocked, but it's their decision, and they made the bed. They're going to have to sleep in it. We'll see what happens next year.
Yeah, Sonny, I will say this in regards to what you're saying. If whoever they're hiring, I'm assuming that they're keeping the coaching staff. So, or they fire. If you're a coach worth your weight, don't you have the right to say who you want to have work for you?
Yeah, of course.
So I haven't heard anything about the coaching staff being fired. I just heard something about Tom Thibodeau being fired.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like the coaching staff's getting fired anytime soon.
Yeah.
Sounds like whoever is coming in here at this juncture, at least this morning, is going to have to be accepting of this coaching staff.
Yeah, and that's one guy who is Johnny Bryant, who worked on that coaching staff for 4 years. I mean, you could also have Jay Wright come in, keep Rick Brunson, and then bring in other guys, because obviously him and Rick have a relationship. That could happen too, but I don't think Jay, I think Jay's a pie in the sky spot more than anything else.
We'll know a lot more once we find out who they're hiring and what they're doing with the coaching staff.
Let's go to Jack in Belmar. What's going on, Jack?
Hey, good morning, boys. Shout out Belmar. Shout out the Jersey Shore. Shout out DJs. Listen, I disagree with the last caller. Mike Malone would be a great hire. He builds solid teams. He's from Astoria. He does depth. He developed Jokic. He did a good job with the Kings. Bring in Malone. I think he can get us over the hump. It's a great hire. What are your guys' thoughts? Let's go, baby. Jersey Shore, we back.
Yes, and it's when it's warm down in the Jersey Shore, like it's warm out east on Long Island, everybody's got an extra pep in their step. When Mike Malone got fired, we said it here. Like, if Tibbs gets fired or doesn't get out of the first round against the Pistons, like, Mike Malone's going to be here any minute. That's what I thought was going to happen. But ever since then, all I've heard from people that are around the team, including Ian Begley and Stefan Bondi, who cover the team, is that Mike Malone's not an option.
You know why?
Because World Wide West and Leon Rose don't like him?
And he's not accepting of a coaching staff.
Well, that's true.
I mean,
yeah.
He's a champion coach. You know, he's going to want to go somewhere, and he's going to want to bring his own coaching staff.
And I really like Mike Malone. I remember having so much fun with him because, you know, he's got that New York in him, and it was coming out and that parade when he had a couple of cocktails and he was addressing the Nuggets fans, and yes. It was just unbelievable the way he was talking and his accent and the sunglasses, and it was great. And I was like, man, I was thinking back then, I was like, it would be great to have him in New York at some point, but it doesn't seem like that's the case. It doesn't seem like he's an option at all. I mean, Stefan Bondi flat out put out there, you know, a reporter who covers the Knicks said, for anybody who thinks that Mike Malone's going to be the coach, forget about it. He's not. So I have to trust that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.